A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "My Father goes on working, and so do I." But that only made them even more intent on killing him, because not content with breaking the Sabbath, he spoke of God as his own Father, so made himself God's equal. To this accusation, Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly that the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does too. For the Father loves the Son, he shows him everything he does himself. He will show him even greater things than these, works that will astonish you. Thus as the Father raises the dead and gives him life, so the Son gives life to anyone he chooses. For the Father judges no one. He has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son as they honour the Father. Whoever refuses honour to the Son refuses honour to the Father who sent him. I tell you most solemnly, whoever listens to my words and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. Without being brought to judgment, he has passed from death to life. I tell you most solemnly, the hour will come, in fact it is here already, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and all who hear it will live. For the Father, who is the source of life, made the Son the source of life. Because he is the Son of Man, has appointed him supreme judge. Do not be surprised at this. The hour is coming when the dead will leave the graves at the sound of his voice. Those who did good will rise again to life, those who did evil to condemnation. I can do nothing by myself. I can only judge as I am told to judge, and my judging is just, because my aim is not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. I wonder if you can remember the very first words uttered by a human being in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It's Adam. Probably guessed that. And Adam says, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one should be called woman, for out of man this one was taken." First thing said by a human being in the Bible. God has already spoken, but now the human being speaks. And his words speak of unity, not quite of love, but love is implicit. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, the desire to be one. The kind of proclamation that we are basically one. Human language is lost to us in its origins. It's hard quite to imagine how we began to speak. But the first words would have been words of reaching out. By nature, love precedes hate. The desire for unity precedes any anger. So when we get to know people, we can be angry at them, but when we don't know them at all, we have to reach out. Somehow, quite naturally, people began to modulate the sounds. And the sounds themselves weren't so much to indicate things as to share a knowledge of things. To share our being. Unity is very much at the heart of all language, its purpose. And of course, when language is distorted, then we lose unity. That's what happens at the Tower of Babel. The people's words are mixed and they're scattered across the face of the earth. When we speak and hear, we become one. That's why the resurrection itself is done by speaking. At the end, Christ speaks, and he speaks as a human being, as well as God. It is one speech of one person, divine and human at the same time. It's both a raising of his creation and a raising of his brothers and sisters. That's reality of the incarnation. And in all of these things, it is a calling to unity. That's why those who rise, still committed to evil, though they will hear his voice enough to rise from the dead, will refuse or be unable to enter into the unity with Christ, which is the essence of eternal life. They hear his voice, but they don't hear his voice. It enters into them, but they do not accept it. Now we're called to be one, that's why we rise in peace and joy and happiness, fulfillment and purpose. God speaks to us. Then speaking to us, he shares all that he is, all which human beings can receive from God. They do receive from God. Whoever listens to my words and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. For being brought to judgment, he has passed from death to life. Just as we human beings try to share our life by our words, but sometimes fail, or often fail. So what God shares with us when he speaks to us in the humanity of Christ is his life. Divine life and human life have to be shared. That's the meaning of speech, the purpose of words, and what happens when we hear his voice.